Welcome to the Energetic Tarot Podcast, a podcast that helps you connect with the energy of the cards, read more intuitively, and create a more connected practice overall. I'm your host, Kat Crawford, a UK-based energetic tarot reader and tutor, helping you read more objectively for yourself and use your cards for ultimate self-care. Welcome back to the Energetic Tarot Podcast with me, Kat Crawford. I hope you are well. Today is Samhain. It is Halloween. Happy Halloween, happy Samhain if you celebrate. And yeah, we're going to get stuck in with a special Samhain podcast episode. I have left this pretty much till the last possible minute, because usually I record everything in advance. And today I thought I'd just, you know, get stuck in and just do it off the cuff. Also, that means that I can tap into all the Samhain energy that is happening today, because a little bit later on in the episode I will be doing a little reading for us all. So I've done this before in the past on a couple of episodes for like full moon readings and stuff, but I thought it'd be quite nice to do a little Samhain spread. So it'll be a simple 5-card spread. I'll go through it, but I also encourage you guys to do your own spreads, because as we'll be talking about today, Samhain is an excellent time of year to do divination, do your tarot readings, do your oracle card readings. So that's what we're going to be chatting a little bit about today. But before we get stuck in, I have a very important announcement to make. Da, 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 da. I wish I had like, what are they called? Like the horns that usually royal people have. Anyway, I have an announcement. I will be releasing in January 2024, 3rd of January, hopefully, fingers crossed that technical wise everything goes okay, but I will be releasing my new membership offering. So it will be the Energetic Tarot membership. And let me talk you through, hold on, let me get up the landing page so that I can talk you through exactly, because I need you to have all the information. So this is the official announcement that it will be happening. I've gone backwards and forwards over whether I want to actually release it or not, but it feels like the most logical way for me to provide what I want to provide in the way that I want to provide it. So yeah, that is the big announcement. And let me chat you through what it is first of all. So the Energetic Tarot membership, straight out the gate, I want you guys to know exactly how much it's going to be, because we're in a cost of living crisis. And I feel like, you know, you need to know these things right off the bat. So it will be £35 a month for a monthly membership. And that's like a pay as you go thing. So you can join up 1 month, pay £35, work through everything that you want to work through. And if like the next month you think, I can't afford it this month, then that's fine. You can cancel at any time. There is also like a yearly option that you can choose from. If you want to kind of just pay a lump sum and have access to the membership all year, then you can do that as well. So it is for pretty much any skill level. I really wanted it to be a place where you could enter as a complete beginner and leave as like a pro if you wanted to, or just never leave. Please don't ever leave me. But to leave whenever you want to. Or it can be a place where, you know, you have a basic reading practice already, but you want to know different ways to use the cards, or you want a more advanced course or lesson on how to read more advancedly using tarot. And there will be some oracle card stuff in there as well, but it will be primarily tarot focused. So it is for all skill levels. And yeah, so anybody is welcome. So within the membership, there will be new resources uploaded each month. So they will range from maybe a new workshop 1 month, and then another month you might get a membership only podcast episode, or there might be an exclusive workbook or ebook or whatever it may be. So there will be some sort of new resource uploaded every single month. What you also get when you become a member is I have brought back my beginner tarot course. So this was a course I created way back when I very, very first started my business. I think it was like 2020. I think I must have done it in 2020 because I think it was during the pandemic. And it was really popular and loads of people loved it, but it just, I don't know, it didn't fit in with what I wanted to do at the time, but I kind of always felt a bit bad for pushing it to the side. So I've included it into the membership. So that kind of covers very basic foundational knowledge of tarot reading and how to read the tarot. So that's for all you newbie tarot readers out there. Then you will also get this year's course that I did, which was the Introduction to Energetic Tarot course. That was something that I was going to run every year, but my energy at the moment and the way that I kind of have to work because of other work commitments and all of that, I'm not sure how much commitment I would be able to do as a live course every year. So I wanted to include it in this membership so that you can work through that as well. So you can keep going back to it if you've already done it, or if you didn't get to join us this year, then it's there for you to work through at your own pace. And then we have, there will be lots of workbooks and ebooks. Plus all of the workbooks and ebooks and everything that's on the shop at the moment, they will also be included in the membership as well. So you'll have access to those. And then a couple of like little bonus extras will be that I will have a business WhatsApp number for the membership. And I'll have set office hours each week. So this means that if you are working through one of the courses or one of the workbooks, or you're just learning tarot kind of in your own time and you want some professional one-on-one time or some guidance, or you want to ask a question that you don't want to ask in like the Facebook group or whatever, then you can use those office hours to kind of contact me directly. And then obviously there will be a private members only Facebook group for community and to chat with each other and share and all of that good stuff. And then also the workshops as well that I currently sell. So the Tarot for Reconnection workshop and also the Tarot for Limiting Belief workshops, they will be in there and they will eventually be joined month on month by more and more resources. So it's really a living, breathing membership. It's going to grow each month. There'll be different resources in there based on what I learn as a tarot reader and what you guys want and all of that good stuff. So yeah, I feel like I've rambled about the membership for long enough. That is what it is. It's £35 a month, or it will be when it launches. There will be a few select early bird offers, and they will be for the yearly membership. So you will get £60 off a yearly membership for the first 5 people who sign up for the membership. So all the information is on the landing page. So I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can go over there and have a read of everything that's on there. See if it's right for you, see if it's your vibe. And yeah, and then it will be launching in January 2024. So I'm currently working on it. It's taking up a lot of time, but it's a lot of fun. And I look forward to really getting stuck into just creating resources. I feel like I haven't had a lot of time to do that. And it's in my plan to spend a lot more time on creating things in 2024 than just marketing, because that's all I seem to do at the moment. So that is the Energetic Tarot membership. I hope it's something that you guys are like, ooh, that sounds good, I want to know more. There is a form on the page as well that you can sign up for and become one of the waitlist people, and I'll contact you when the early bird offers go live, which should be beginning of December. And yeah, very exciting times. Membership times. I feel like everybody's doing a membership, but also it just makes sense. So yeah, it was a difficult decision to come to, but it feels right so far. Fingers crossed that people actually want to be in it. So hopefully you guys want to be in it. But that's it. That's the membership. So for now, let us get stuck into some Samhain tarot goodness. We're going to be chatting all about what Samhain is, how tarot is related to Samhain, why we do tarot readings at Samhain, and then at the end do a little 5-card reading for us all so I can reflect and plan for 2024. Not necessarily take action on anything, but just, you know, think about it, keep it in mind. So yeah, let us get stuck in. So, first things first, what is the connection between Samhain and divination? Because we all know Samhain as the more popular term of Halloween. It is a time for lots of candy, of pumpkins, of dressing up, going out. But divination is a huge, huge part of Samhain tradition. And the most popular kind of divination that would be used is scrying. And I'm going to go into that a little bit more when I kind of talk about the different forms of divination that you can use during Samhain. But essentially, the reason that we do a lot more divination during Samhain than we do at any other time of year is because the veil between the upper world, the conscious world, and the underworld is a lot thinner. So there's a lot of transforming backwards and forwards. It's a very transient point where everyone can kind of just move very freely, and there's a lot of energy moving around. So usually this means things like a very heightened psychic ability, or the ability to channel and portray, interpret messages a lot more easily and get a lot more information out of kind of our readings and divination and things like that. So it just allows things to flow a lot easier. So it's a bit like somebody has thrown all the doors to all of the libraries in the world wide open, and people can just move in and out as they feel like it. So there's so much information available to us that we can tap into during this time, which is usually why we do a lot of divination. And when you dive into Samhain and you dive into the history of Samhain, you usually find that there's a lot of things about foretelling of love and romance. Like, that seemed to be the general go-to divination for, well, pretty much anything in history, but definitely during Samhain. So it is a time when divination is usually used to kind of predict the tall, dark, and handsome stranger coming your way. Things like apple peels. So you would peel an apple, throw it in the water, whatever shape it took, if it looked, usually it looks like some sort of letter, and that letter would be the first letter of your future husband's name or whatever that is. Also, they would use things like mirrors. In Scotland, there's a practice where couples will choose like nuts and throw nuts on a fire. And if the nuts break, that means that they're going to have a bit of a turbulent relationship. So there is a lot of different forms of divination in the history of Samhain, across many, many different cultures. So even popular Halloween games, like bobbing for apples, for example, those were all forms of divination. And again, usually trying to plan out who are you going to marry? Where are they? What are they doing? How fast are they going to be here? So bobbing for apples, the idea behind it was that you would bob for an apple, and the faster you could get the apple, the faster you would, you know, make it down the aisle. You would be married within the week. So that was the idea behind bobbing for apples. And also, I think I read somewhere that if the apple was like nice and fresh and crisp and sweet, that would mean that you would have like a really nice relationship and you would be in love and it'd be amazing. But if it was like a little bit mushy and a little bit sour, then that would also be kind of what your relationship would be like. So again, a lot of divination things around love in Samhain. Considering it's supposed to be spooky season and like so far away from things like Valentine's Day, you would think, you know, choose a different topic. But no, here we are. We're talking about romance and love yet again. So there are different forms of divination that you can do at Samhain. Obviously, we're talking about tarot in this episode because we are tarot lovers. But if you wanted to expand your divination practices or you wanted to try something new, then Samhain is a really good time to give it a bash. So obviously, some forms that you can use, tarot and oracle readings, are ideal, perfect, love them. That's what we're here for. However, things like scrying. So scrying is, it can kind of apply to many different types of divination. The main ones you'll usually come across, especially during Samhain, is things like using a mirror, and ideally one that's made of black obsidian. So what you would do, and I think you can get them like ready made, but you would get a slab of black obsidian that's been ideally been polished so you can see into it, and you would just sit and you would stare at it and see what kind of shapes, what kind of images come up for you, and then you would interpret those images. So that is one way of doing it. So other forms of scrying, I mean, I could go on for hours because there are many, many different forms of scrying, but sometimes we will tend to use the four elements in scrying. So water in particular and fire definitely are two of the elements that you would use most frequently. So for water, and this is something I've done in the past and it's really interesting and it's a lot of fun to do, if you had a cup of water and you had a candle, then what you would do is kind of, this is how I've used water scrying in the past. There are many other ways as well, but dropping wax into the water so that it hardens and seeing what shape it makes and then interpreting what that shape is, what it means, what that could mean for you. So it's a bit like a combination of the apple peel thing that I was talking about before, and also say like tasseography, so tea reading, where you look for the patterns and the shapes in the teas. You would just do the same thing but using water and wax instead. Fire, now this one I can never get on board with because it hurts my eyes, but you're supposed to look into the flame of a fire and see what shapes you see and then interpret those shapes. You can combine fire like a candle with the mirror and see what shapes and stuff come up to you that way. But yeah, for me, I don't vibe with the fire, but it is something that I have done in the past and it is interesting to do, but it does hurt my eyes. So I try and stay away from that one. Also, if you live in a very flammable area, maybe don't do that as much. Another one is runes. So if you have runes, you can use runes for scrying. You can also use runes for in a similar way to using how you would use tarot and do like readings with runes. More traditionally across different cultures, you would have bones. So usually finger bones or some sort of animal bone that you would use for scrying. So you could use it that way as well. So if you are interested in scrying or any other of those types of forms of divination, then there's loads of research online that you can have a look at, and dive in, go down a rabbit hole, see where it takes you. Some of the more common divination things are things like pendulums. So they're very popular, very easy to get hold of a pendulum. Even if it's like you have a crystal, wrap a piece of string around it, tie it, you do the pendulum that way. Like you can even DIY pendulums most of the time. Tassiomancy or tea readings. So if you do have like a teapot or you have loose tea that you like to drink, then tassiomancy might be really nice to do on Samhain. Plus you get a nice hot beverage as well while you're waiting. I also found, because I did some research before I did this, to just try and make sure that I covered a wider range of divination. And I also found parrot astrology. So if you own a parrot, then you get your parrot to pick a card for you, which I found very interesting. And I've seen people do it with like cats on TikTok and just different animals. But it's a nice way of, you know, including pets in your Samhain traditions if you wanted to. But yeah, parrot astrology is apparently a popular thing, enough to give it a name. So if you do have a parrot to hand, then give a parrot astrology a go. Who knows what might come up? So divination is essentially a tool to dig really deeply into your own psyche or your life or your external world, just being able to collect a whole bunch of information and see, you know, read between the lines essentially. And that is what divination really helps us to do in the modern times. In the past, it was like a bit of fun. Sorry, I don't know what my dad is doing downstairs, but it sounds like he is destroying everything. Shush. Anyway, I'll just shout louder. So it is used to dig a lot deeper, really get all that information together, lay it all out on the table and be able to work through it, which is something we don't really do that much. It is also a really good time, and this is kind of the core of Samhain, and things like the Day of the Dead and times where we connect and celebrate with ancestors as well. So asking for guidance from ancestors, asking for guidance from spirit guides or connecting to spirit guides. I personally am a very skeptical person, so this isn't something that I always feel very drawn to, but I will have moments where I think, you know what, actually I'm going to give it a go. And every time I've done it, I've felt very at peace and calm, and it's been a really nice, lovely, kind of cozy way of spending time with myself and just thinking about people that I've loved and lost and connecting with something that you don't quite understand. So it's always nice to use Samhain for a little bit of experimentation, because like I said, all those doors are open, everything is open to you. So it's nice to be able to kind of dip your toe in a little bit and see what happens and what you connect with and what you don't connect with. So even if you don't believe in life after death, or you don't believe in the spirit world or whatever it may be, try and branch out and open yourself up to it and see what comes of it. If you are going to be working with things like ancestors and spirits and stuff like that, it's always good to just energetically protect yourself. So casting a circle or burning sage, or even just saying out loud, you know, what your boundaries are, like don't touch me or don't come near this specific area or whatever it may be. And even if you don't necessarily 100% subscribe to that, it can just give you an extra level of comfort knowing that you've got that safety barrier there if you need it as well. So fully encourage experimentation in a very safe, comfortable way. So yeah, lots of ways to experiment with divination during Samhain. Now, how to use tarot specifically. So this is what we're here for. We're here for the tarot goodness. Tarot readings for Samhain can differ depending on what you like to work on. So pretty much like normal, really. So for a quick and easy Samhain ritual, I always recommend choosing two cards and one of those cards represent the past and one of them represent the next cycle. So Samhain is the last Sabbat of the Wheel of the Year. So once we reach Samhain, we're at the kind of halfway point between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice. So we're coming to like the very final point. So it's our last Sabbat of the year, and then a new cycle starts on Yule. So beginning of, well, usually the 21st of December. So it's a really nice time to just reflect on the past, reflect on what's happened, and also think about what possibilities there are for the future. What kind of opportunities do we want there to be? Really good time to think about what we want to manifest, kind of planning and stuff like that. Because it is the winter, autumn, winter season, I always recommend not like setting goals and then going full steam ahead, because our energy just doesn't vibe with that. Like it is much lower in the winter because we don't have as much daylight, and you know, as humans, we just don't function as well during darker times. So just thinking, planning, setting out some things that we want to explore in the future or just reflect on in the past, that's always a good way to spend this time of year. You can also, again, like I was saying before, is work with ancestors, work with loved ones who have passed. So a way to do this, really simple, and I've done this before in the past and it's been really nice, is to ask someone that you have lost or someone, you know, that you want guidance from to give you guidance through the card. And then you would pick a card and that card would be the message from your ancestor, and you can kind of have a conversation that way. If you want to celebrate multiple people who have passed and you want to kind of start a whole conversation, like a little family reunion, then you can choose a card for each ancestor and see what everyone has to say about a particular question that you have or what kind of guidance each person has for you as well. So that's one way you can work with kind of spirit guides, ancestors, with the tarot during Samhain. Another thing you can do is reflect on what you'd like to achieve in this next cycle. So similar to that kind of first point that I was chatting about, what is it you want to do in this next cycle? What do you want to do in 2024? What is the next year? What do you want it to bring for you? But also base those ideas and those plans on what has happened this year. So never discount what you've already been through. Think about your experiences of this year. Think about how far you've come. How did you start the year? Where are you now? How could you recreate that same or a similar journey next year? And what would that look like for the new version of you? So really basing the future ideas and plans on the foundations of what has already passed, what you've already achieved, what you've already experienced. You can do this through a Celtic cross reading. So if you are confident with larger readings and you want to do a big 10 card spread, I did one the other night. Did I do it the other night? The other night for full moon, but I'll probably do it again. Well, I can't do it tonight because I'm out. I'm going to watch The Woman in Black tonight and it's going to be terrifying. I don't know why I've booked tickets, because I find horror, well, scary, and it's not my go-to choice. And apparently The Woman in Black is supposed to be very terrifying on the stage. And I went, yeah, let's do that on Halloween. And so now I have to go and watch Woman in Black. So I won't be doing anything for Samhain. Not massive anyway, just like little things. But yeah, if you want to do a 10 card, it's just a side note about what I'm doing for Samhain. So if you want to do a big 10 card spread, Samhain, perfect night to do it, because again, like I said, you have access to all that information. So the more the merrier, as you know, the Celtic cross reading tends to give you. But yeah, it's just a really nice way to collect all that information and start to work through it. So another thing I want to touch on before I do our little reading is why we need to make time for divination during Samhain. So Samhain is one of two transient times of the year, the other being Beltane. So both of these points are when we have much wider access to more information. So all the doors are open, so to speak. It's a great time to dive into things like, for example, Akashic Records. So you can buy Akashic Record cards that are very similar to Oracle cards, which are essentially like your soul records. They hold all the information about your soul's existence, what it's been through, past lives, all of that. Highly recommend you research into it if you don't know much already, because it is fascinating and also perfect for Samhain. It just fits the theme very nicely. So we do have access to all of this information, which means that we are better equipped to reflect, to really absorb everything, to get all of the finer details together so that we get a much more a clearer picture of where we're at now, how far we've come, how far we've got left to go, or what we want to achieve or overcome or whatever that might be in the future. So it is the perfect excuse to work solely on yourself, to put all of your energy and attention just on you and your own needs. So there's a huge amount of growth that can be achieved from working with your cards and Samhain. Because you have all that information, because you have all that knowledge from the universe, past ancestors, soul records, just all of these resources are now open to you. You can gain so much and learn so much from doing a reading on Samhain, and it just aids that self-development a whole lot more, and it means that you can make the most out of this next cycle on the wheel of the year. So yeah, just a really nice time to chill. And also it gets dark early. You can eat the trick-or-treat of sweets, which is what I tend to do, light some candles, you know, just chill out, watch Hocus Pocus, do whatever you need to do. Just a nice cozy way of just spending time with yourself and doing a little bit of deep, nourishing self-care. Okay, so let's do a quick 5-card reading, because I've just realized that I've reached like 30 minutes already, so I don't want to keep you for too much longer. But I've pulled 5 cards, and I encourage you, like I said, to do your own readings this Samhain as well. But this is for anybody who just wants a little hand holding during this time, and feels like they need a little bit more support today. So we've got our 5 cards. I'll quickly run you through the spread. So I've created the spread very quickly. So card one is the strength that we all need to take from this cycle that we are coming out of, that we're kind of closing out with Samhain. Card two is the hurdle that we still need to overcome. So that kind of thing that we need to still be working on as we go into a new cycle when Yule rolls around. Card three is the possibilities that are open to us. Card four is the power yet still untapped by us. So a power there that we have within everyone or within our external world or wherever it may be, but that we haven't yet tapped into. And then card five is just a nice message from the collective unconscious. So that kind of collective hive mind and what that has to say for what has been and what will come. So card one, let me just get comfortable. Card one, we have the Knight of Pentacles. And I've been getting this quite a lot, so I feel like this is directed at me. This is also, when I was shuffling, it threw itself, let me tell you, it threw itself out of the deck, hit me square in the face. I don't even know how, like, just from the laws of physics it happened, but clearly the universe wanted this included in the spread today. So this is the strength that we take from the cycle. So the Knight of Pentacles is that fire of earth. He is very grounded, knows what he wants to do, knows what he wants to achieve. So the strength that we take from this cycle is that strength of being confident in what you want. What is it that you want from life? What is it you want from your kind of day to day? What is it you need? What is it you kind of feel that basic primal need for? And just sitting into it and being confident with it and saying, yes, this is what I need. This is why I need it. And taking action on it and being able to move forward into that and not feel guilty or apprehensive or like you're treading on anyone's toes or anything like that. So there may have been stuff that has happened in this cycle that has taught you a lot about who you are and what you need from life. So for example, I have learned a lot about, so currently I'm saving to buy a house and I am single. I don't have a partner, so I'm buying a house on my own. A lot of financial stress. And also just thinking about, where do I want to call home? Like, where do I want to live? Do I want to live in the countryside? Do I want to live in the city? Like, and the idea that I had about what I wanted previously is now completely different. I've completely shifted in thinking about what it is that I personally need from where I call home. So there's been a lot of shifts this year. So there may have been the same for you. You may have shifted in what you thought you needed to what you actually are like, actually, no, I need this instead. So drawing strength from that and drawing confidence from just knowing yourself and knowing what you want out of life and what you need as well. So next up, we have card 2. This is the hurdle still to overcome. King of Cups. So creating that connection between mind and soul. So very similar to the Knight of Pentacles, where we're feeling very confident in what we want, what we need from this next cycle based on kind of the experiences and lessons that we've learned. Now this hurdle that we have is to try and reconcile the emotional side of that and how that fits into kind of what we want and what we need. So for example, if I'm going to use myself again, so what I know that I need from a new house, a new home, a location of where I want to live, there are a lot of emotional implications with that that I would need to work through. So for example, if I wanted to live closer to the countryside, that means I would have to sacrifice certain things like being close to family or being close to work or, you know, the things like that. So we're really trying to reconcile the emotional with the logical, the emotional with the things that just make sense, and being able to find a common ground and find some sort of compromise within that as well, so that we are then able to kind of dip back into that Knight of Pentacles and be able to feel even more confident with the decisions that we need to make for the future. Then we have card 3. Like I said, this is going to be a speed reading because I don't want to make this like an hour long. So card 3 is the possibilities that are open, and we have the 3 of Pentacles. So a huge amount of expansion within the Pentacle suit, really expanding into what we want to build. So a lot of Pentacles happening in this. So a lot of building, a lot of grounding, feeling stable or creating stability. So with the 3 of Pentacles, the possibilities that are open are really wide reaching, because the 3 of Pentacles is often referred to as this kind of tutor-student relationship, this learning, this growth, being able to build and create. And so when we talk about the possibilities that are open to us, it's basically saying, you know, you have the ability to be the student, you have the ability to be the teacher. So there will be things out there that you are going to be a novice at. There are things out there that you're going to be a pro at. And to be able to go into both with the same kind of, like we said before, the Knight of Pentacles, same confidence, the same resilience, and the same grounding. So really grounding down into, I mean, if we dip into the King of Cups a little bit for this, really grounding into our why. So why are we doing something? Why do we want something? And being able to use that as an anchor point and use that to go back to when maybe that more swordy energy from the King of Cups, that more air energy, to really be able to overcome that and find a way to ground down a little bit more into that so that we've got a bit more stability there. Then card four, Power Untapped, we have the Five of Pentacles. So very pentacly, Five of Pentacles, often seen as kind of quite a negative card, but essentially what it is saying is to be adaptable and to be able to, I always say that that fives are the number of humanity. They're the number of kind of realizing that you are human, that you will make mistakes, that things will go wrong. And the Five of Pentacles is saying, you know, if you do make a mistake, if things do go wrong, if things don't go your way, then be adaptable, be open to other ways that you can achieve something. So really being open to any solutions or opportunities that come up that maybe you hadn't thought of before, or that had never crossed your mind, or had never really been on your radar, and just being very open to those things and saying, you know what, actually, I will give that a go. I'll give that a try and see where it takes me. So being very adaptable to that. So that's our power that we have yet to tap into. Maybe you've been playing this year very safe, and so next year will be your year of experimentation, and then that would lead directly into the Three of Pentacles, which is all about that student teacher being both and being open to new ideas and new ways of doing things. And then Power Untapped, we have the Five of Pentacles, so really adapting to different ways that we can do that, that are maybe out of our comfort zone a little bit, and just exploring where that will take us. And then finally, to end out this episode, a lovely, lovely card, just the best card we could have had, really. Message from the Collective Unconscious, we have the Sun. So we have the Sun, the only major card that we have in our little reading, and it is the Sun. Thank the Lord. This year has been tough. It has been tough for everybody. It's been tough financially. It's been tough just, I don't know, it feels like this year is the fallout of the pandemic seems to have settled down a lot more, but now we're kind of looking around going, oh, actually everything's a little bit, we need to do some work on this. I spoke about it on my Substack. So I have a Substack called Essays of a Tarot Obsessive. I think I link it in the show notes. I'm not sure. If I don't, I'll do it now. But I was talking about being a tarot business owner and the struggles that that has created this year. And so it's nice to see that collectively we have hope for the future, that collectively we all want to kind of support each other, we all want to lift each other up, we all are feeling much more connected and in a kind of unconscious community where we're very ready to support each other, we're very ready to celebrate each other's successes and just be there for each other. There are a lot of communities online that I am part of, and I know that other people have found their communities online that are really supportive, really lift you up, really help you in whatever stage of your life that you are in. So it's nice to see that that is a very universal thing, that we as a collective are very ready for some joy and happiness, and to create that and to kind of curate that as well in our own communities and our own cultures. So a really nice, happy, positive message from the collective unconscious of just keep going, next year will be better. Even if you have bad times, even if things don't work out, you know, we have that adaptability that we can tap into. We are much more grounded, much more rooted. And yeah, just look forward to the future. Have some optimism. I feel like we are losing optimism because everything is just so depressing. Like, you turn on the TV, the news is depressing, everyone's depressed. I'm depressed, you're depressed, everything's depressing. And so we just need that. We need that really big boost of sunny energy to just lift us all back up again and give us some hope and some optimism for the future. So it's nice that we have that there, that is available for you. We just need to tap into that a lot more. So that is it for this episode. I hope you all enjoyed. Yes, if you want to explore the membership option a little bit more, like I was talking about in the introduction, I will post a link to the main landing page in the show notes so that you can head on over there and see like every detail of what the membership involves, and things like yearly membership prices and stuff like that. So I will put that in the show notes, and that is it. I hope you all have a very lovely Samhain. I really hope that I won't cry at the Woman in Black. That's what I hope for Samhain. I know that I'm already terrified, and it's the morning, and I'm not even there till like 7:30. So we'll see. I hope you have a nice chill Samhain, because I won't. But yeah, enjoy yourselves. Do a reading for yourself. Get some you time in, and I will speak to you again very, very soon. Love you lots. Bye. The Energetic Tarot Podcast is hosted by Kat Crawford of energetictarot.co.uk. To explore more from Energetic Tarot and learn how to use your cards in a more practical and supportive way, head to the website and browse all of the workshops, digital workbooks, and guides. For inquiries about advertising on the podcast, submitting your letters for the listener letters segment, or submitting a question about tarot you'd like answered on the podcast, then you can email me at kat@energetictarot.co.uk.